The Russian attack on Ukraine has prompted Americans to send support overseas. Many are also thinking about the ties that connect the U.S. to Ukraine. That's particularly the case in Arlington County, Virginia, which has been a sister city to Ivano-Frankivsk in western Ukraine for more than a decade. Over the years, people from both places have visited each other and participated in student and professional exchanges. Now the war in Ukraine makes those ties between Arlington and Ivano-Frankivsk all the more significant. Margaret Barthel of member station WAMU has more.
These days, 81-year-old Kristia Sonevetsky stays in her home in Arlington, Virginia, and watches the news.
I sit by the television all the time, and I watch it, and I cry, and I get angry, and everything happens.
The sights and sounds of destruction and pain on screen take her back to a different time, when she was growing up during the Second World War. She remembers going to bed in her clothes and having to run to shelter underground when air raid sirens went off.
It brings me back to my childhood because I remember bombs falling and I remember those sirens. And that is one memory that has stuck with me through all these years, probably from the time I was 4 years old.
That was in Poland, where her parents fled from their native Ukraine as Russian troops advanced. Her family stayed in a displaced persons camp there, and then they immigrated to Canada and then the United States. She's called Arlington home for more than 30 years, but wanted to keep her family's roots close.
I became interested in sister cities probably in the early 90s, and right from the very beginning, I wanted to see if maybe we could forge a relationship with Ukraine.
Almost two decades later, Sonevetsky got her wish. In 2011, Arlington signed a sister city agreement with Ivano-Frankivsk, a city of 240,000 people in the foothills of the Carpathian Mountains in Ukraine, and the place Sonevetsky's mother spent her teenage years.
It's a cultural hub and hotspot. There's a lot of art and music there.
That's Sophia Taylor, a Ukrainian-American who is now the co-president of the group that oversees the partnership between the two cities under the Arlington Sister City Association. A few years ago, firefighters from Ivano-Frankivsk came to Arlington to swap knowledge. A group of Arlington middle schoolers also visited Ukraine. Members of the Arlington County Board and the mayor of Ivano-Frankivsk have also traded visits. But now, in the face of the latest Russian invasion of Ukraine, the Arlington group is focused on sending humanitarian aid to their counterparts in Ivano-Frankivsk. The city is far enough west to have been spared the worst so far, though Russian forces bombed its airport, according to Taylor.
The people who are on the ground there and who live there are working really, really tirelessly right now for the war effort.
Meanwhile, the Arlington County Board passed a resolution standing in solidarity with Ivano-Frankivsk and connected its mayor to the State Department for help sourcing weapons and supplies. Taylor and other volunteers are raising money and helping educate their fellow Arlingtonians about the relationship to Ivano-Frankivsk. Kristia Sonevetsky has high hopes for that work.
I think it would be wonderful if Arlingtonians, not only of Ukrainian descent, but Arlingtonians, would become aware of the fact, because most people would not even know that there is a sister city, you know?
A sister city that brings a conflict happening half a world away, a little closer to home. For Here and Now, I'm Margaret Barthel.